And we're back here on Mouthpiece MMA on NBC Sports Radio, 1510 AM Boston. Joining us at this time is a big mixed martial arts fan as well as a big movie star. In the new release, Here Comes the Boom, he stars as a teacher who seeks to save his school's music program by getting into the cage and exercising some of those collegiate wrestling skills. The King of Queens, Kevin James, is with us here on Mouthpiece MMA. Kevin, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit, first off, about what this movie represents in terms of your varied interests. It sounds like in a lot of different ways, you get to exercise a lot of things you're interested in this movie, as well as mixed martial arts.
Exactly. I mean, I've been a fan of mixed martial arts since, you know, its inception. Back in, like, 1993, at the UFC, I loved it back then. And since then, became, you know, great friends, watched Boss Rutten fight in Pancras in Japan with Joe Rogan. Me and Joe used to watch Boss all the time, and became friends with him when he came here and won the UFC heavyweight championship. And then befriended him, trained with him a little bit, had him and realized actually how funny and always thought, man, this guy's going to be incredible, you know, in the acting arena as well. Just became a fan of that. But you know what it really was? It was meeting all these fighters and talking to them and finding out that they're not just these, you know, brutal gladiators in the octagon, but real family men and real people and with real stories and finding the inspiration that they're fighting for, whether it be, you know, to put food on their kids' table, you know, on the table for the kids or fighting for other family members or for whatever reason, just finding that passion, because it's such a unique sport and such a unique job to have, I guess. That was always intriguing to me. And on the flip side of it, with the teaching, you know, just in the past, I've had some great teachers who've kind of inspired me, and I kind of live by their principles to this day. You know, 30 years later, they're still kind of affecting me. So I just wanted to blend those worlds and then also make it a big comedy out of it and make it, you know, just a big inspirational, fun movie for everybody.
Now, throughout the course of your career, you've involved a lot of mixed martial arts fighters that you've befriended in a lot of your projects. And apologize if I'm not getting this right. I think there was even an episode of King of Queens where a lot of guys made some guest appearances. We all remember UFC fighters making appearances on Friends years ago. Talk about what it's been like bringing these mixed martial arts fighters into the Hollywood fold as, you know, they're with Kevin.
Oh yeah, I mean it's great. It's always been fun. I became friends with them, and a lot of them always, you know, would appreciate exposure and you know, they always wanted to transition into acting, and they got, you know, it's, look, you got to train you train harder than any other sport, in my opinion, for mixed martial arts, because you know, it's the only sport where you know there's a chance of being punched in the face, a very good chance of being punched in the face, and you're trying to prevent that. So the amount of, you know, just they're like warriors in the octagon, but they're also warriors in whatever they conquered, you know, they want to conquer and do. They really, you know, seem to just have that I'm going to accomplish this goal aspect about them. And a lot of the fighters that I worked with, some were just having a fun time and just wanted to be on for a little bit, and others wanted to transition into acting. And, you know, a lot of them, unfortunately, you know, can only play the roles that they were meant to play, where they're just basically playing themselves, as a fighter, mm-hmm. in a movie or a TV show sometimes. But that's what was so unique about Boss for me, was that this guy is just funny on his own, and he can really act, and he's just such a unique, charismatic personality on his own, you know. And it's funny because I discovered that about Mark Delegrotti too, who's, you know, from Boston area,
right?
As well, you know, in doing that, and you know, whether I don't even know if Mark wants to continue acting or not, but he did a great job at it. He really did.
Mark Delegrotti, of course, runs the Sit Yat Tong Muay Thai Academy in Somerville,
right,
Massachusetts, and plays a big role in Here Comes the Boom. Talk to us quickly about Boss, Kevin, because, of course, you've been in the TV and movie world for years now. What stands out about that guy? Because it strikes me that while Boss Rutten was a top-of-the-line mixed martial arts fighter throughout the 90s, knee injuries felled his career. If he would have come along when the UFC exploded on cable in 2005 and 2006, I mean, this guy would be a real crossover sensation.
There's no doubt, no doubt in my mind. I mean, the ability he has, I don't think anybody would disagree with that. Anybody who knows and trained with Boss or actually went up against Boss fighting, you know, if he had come into, you know, coming up into it now, there's no doubt. I think he would be a champion without a doubt, as you know, as he was even back then. But I'm saying now with the way it's progressed, he still would be on top of his game. But I'm actually glad it worked out this way, you know, because of I just find him such a unique, funny character that, like I said, just nobody else can, kind of replicate. And it's nice to have somebody like that in the field of acting or comedy or whatever he wants to do. You know, it's really refreshing.
Now, the movie Here Comes the Boom, of course, was shot in Boston, where we're broadcasting from. Even more particularly, it was shot in Quincy, Massachusetts, which is where our studios are. Talk to us a little bit about getting set up in that old abandoned high school, that classic, 1920s era high school, where a lot of the interior school scenes were shot, and what the building was like to work in.
The building was, it was kind of on its way out as we were, working there. We set up an octagon to train in and work in on the downstairs in the basement, but the school itself was starting to fall apart, get a little old in certain areas. But it was also it had a great look for a school. You know, I mean, I know they were building one. I think it was a brand beautiful one right next to it.
That's right. Yeah.
But this was perfect for what we wanted. It was a perfect style that we wanted in showing the school. And the students were great. We used a lot of the real students and music students and just the feeling of it. We wanted it to have that East Coast Boston feel.
And indeed, it looks like you achieved it just based on some of the previews and things. It's quite something to see the interior of that school, which anybody who went there would recognize immediately on the big screen. Talk about being in Quincy, Massachusetts itself. It's an interesting city. I don't know if you got out there much at all, what your impressions were of the area. You've worked a lot of movie shoots out here anyway.
Yes. I mean, as far as getting to spend time to just kind of sightsee, I did not have much time to do that. It was very historic, though. As we drove by, we saw the greatest stuff, and it was really, really neat. And yes, most of my movies have been shot in Boston because of the fact that, number one, they give a great tax relief, mm-hmm. And they welcome movies to come in and shoot there, which is great. But it's also, for me, it's the people and it's the look and the feeling of it. You know, you've got the great city, and then you've got the great suburban areas, neighborhoods that just look just completely awesome for, what you want to do.
Can you describe, maybe, Kevin, give us a little bit of a description of what you mean about that look that they have?
Well, it's just, it's some of these tougher neighborhoods are really, just, the houses that I remember, growing up in and on part of Long Island, but it's like, it's just got that classic, it's actually a little bit more of a Boston feel there. I can't even put a finger on how to explain it. These row houses and just the look of it all, the feel of it all is just gritty in mm-hmm. a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely plays a character in the movie. It adds texture to it. It just does. If you shoot that movie in Orlando, Florida, it's not the same.
Right. And there have been a lot of movies that have come here for that very reason in terms of the natural surroundings it allows. Tell us about, I believe there's a history, and pardon if I'm mistaken here, where your wife actually really likes the area and thought actually moving down here at one point. I think you've got an assistant who's from south of Boston. Isn't there some pull here with Kevin James?
We're always looking to, because we shoot so much there, and we love it there. We've thought a number of times of actually, maybe getting a place there and still might do it in the future, depending on how much, where the business takes us. But we love it there. I mean, we spent a lot of the time staying in the city and then a couple movies shooting like Grown Ups on the outskirts. We were in Swampscott and Gloucester and stuff. And it's awesome. And again, I got to say, it's the people that are just so welcoming and nice.
when you come to the fights, I know, I actually remember you coming to a local fight show. It wasn't even really a high-profile fight show while you were filming a movie in the North Shore of Massachusetts. We also see you all the time cage side at UFC events in Las Vegas. Why do you come to the fights as frequently as you do? Because you're very, very busy. It strikes me as something you actually have to force into your schedule, not something you can just do with leisure time. Why do you make it a point to get to the UFC events?
Well, because of the fact that, you know, obviously I started off as such a big fan. I used to be such a huge fan, and that's where it started. But now, you know, as it grew and knowing these guys and becoming, familiar and becoming friends with them, you know, I almost feel like a tie to them, to watch them. And it's some fights are actually extremely difficult for me to watch because I'll know both guys in there. And you know, and it's like, oh, man, I don't even... You know, you almost don't want to see it. But again, this sport, what it does a lot of the time is you see the camaraderie between these fighters. And that's always nice to see after a fight's over, that it's just kind of left there on the mat and it's over and they hug it out. And that's always been inspiring to me.
Is there anything physically demanding about being a mixed martial arts fighter, even in the case of Here Comes the Boom, an amateur mixed martial arts fighter who, by very design, is not designed to necessarily look like someone who's cage-ready and a pro fighter, but are there extra demands doing scenes like that? I don't know if there's body doubles involved, but when actual mixed martial arts fights are part of the movie, does that place any extra demands or challenges your way?
Absolutely. I mean, when we first got the movie, we got the okay from the UFC to use their brand, and you know, which they don't give out to, they haven't given out to anybody. The one demand they had was that, you know, it wasn't just like you're not going to play Kevin James, you know, some schlub walking in and just making it a mockery of, you know, fighting in the octagon and making it easy and look that way. So we took it very serious. You know, Ryan Parsons really started working, who's a trainer, worked on, you know, putting together my fight team of who I was going to be working out with. And I had a fighters, and then started working with Della Grani as well, who's been incredible and helping me getting better and better and training me himself, and also setting up other fighters. And we worked with really great guys that got me to the level of, you know, we started like 14 months out and basically just kept drilling it 3 days, you know, three workouts a day sometimes, and sparring. And, you know, we just, I wanted it to be as real as possible. The downside of it for me was these guys were literally, 20 years my junior.
Yeah.
So the recovery time for me wasn't as quick as them. But, you know, we learned a great deal, and it was just an awesome, awesome experience that we wanted to be as realistic as possible.
And my understanding is from folks who have seen screenings of the film, is especially mixed martial arts fans who have seen screenings of the film, that a lot of the fight scenes are actually pretty subtle and true to life. I know the trailer has a scene, you know, kind of over the top where you get thrown through the mat and the cage door breaks, which of course never happens. But it sounds like there was actually a commitment so that when fight fans watch this movie, they're not just kind of, you know, gawking at the over, you know, the melodrama of the fight scenes. The fight scenes seem pretty real to life.
Absolutely. And by the way, every scene in there did happen. Maybe not to that degree where someone got thrown through the mat, but I know Mayhem Miller was telling me about it. He was literally in a fight where they were playing, you know, they were fighting in such a crappy cage that the referee actually had to make, you know, a point out one corner of the ring there you don't want to go near because it was broken, and both fighters just agreed just not to fight in that area.
Hmm.
I mean, and the rain fight, there was another famous rain fight that, you know, we drew upon. So it was all these experiences. We make fun and have fun with them and maybe make them more fun than they were, but they all are true to life. And each fight, as we went along, we wanted to show the difference between the lower end fights, you know, in these you know, tougher little, you know, like chicken wire areas, and you
mm-hmm.
see them, they're just not the greatest, you know, areas, places to fight. And as it grew, the venue grew and got better, and so did the talent, you know, as you progress into the UFC. That was very important to us.
Do you think this movie has the potential of, you know, not overnight creating a groundswell of interest necessarily that isn't there at the moment in mixed martial arts, but maybe putting the true nature of mixed martial arts before moviegoers, people who hadn't really taken the time to consider just, you know, how sort of complex and interesting the sport is? Do you think the movie holds that promise?
I don't know if it does. I hope it does.
Yeah.
You know, and the feedback we've been getting, which we were concerned about, is the biggest concern about selling this movie is, like, one of the concerns is the fighting, you know, that people don't want to take them, you know, there's still areas where this, you know, this fighting is really a tough sell. Obviously in New York, it's not even sanctioned there. You know, there's still places where people aren't accepting of it yet. But on the flip side of that, the people that we've been, you know, screening the movie for, a lot of the people that are going crazy are like mothers and saying, I never even knew about this sport. And, you know, I just got so motivated and caught up, and I didn't think it was, you know, I always thought it was just about two gladiators, you know, in a ring or an octagon knocking their heads off, and didn't realize how, you know, how much I'd be rooting for this. And you actually get into it. So it's nice to see that non-fans were becoming fans, you know.
Did you get to catch any of the fights while you were on set? Did you demand a DirecTV setup or something like that?
We did as much as we could, but without a doubt, we were watching always up to date. And, you know, even Delagrati had to, you know, a lot of these guys had to come in and out. I remember Christoph was actually training because he had a fight. So he was dieting. He had to suck weight whilst shooting the movie.
Wow, that's really something. Well, Kevin, leave us with this. You're a hardcore mixed martial arts fan and an enthusiast. It seems more possible than ever that the biggest fight MMA has ever seen could come together, maybe at some point next year. Anderson Silva versus George St. Pierre. If that fight happens, who do you like?
Wow, that is a tough one. It all depends on how GSP comes back and is recovered from all his injuries and, you know, and the ring rust, I guess, and just being away from it so long. But I got to tell you, if anybody can conquer that stuff, and Sean, his mind is pretty, you know, solid on that, GSP will be pretty tough. So I think, you know, it's really a tough call. I got to be honest. I know it sounds like I'm hedging here, but I wish I knew. I really don't. I mean, Anderson Silva is probably just naturally one of the best fighters of, you know, of all time. So it's going to be a tough one, you know, and very exciting.
The film is Here Comes the Boom in theaters nationwide, starring our guest today on Mouthpiece MMA here on NBC Sports Radio 1510 AM Boston, Kevin James. You know him as the King of Queens. He's a mixed martial arts enthusiast, lifelong, and he brings that passion to the latest release, Here Comes the Boom, in theaters now. Kevin, it was a pleasure having you on Mouthpiece MMA. Good luck with the movie, and we'll see you at the fights, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.